Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And we're having a great visit with one of my favorite people, Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. Grace Marie, tell us about it.
We are a think tank. We've been around for 25 years, Jim, focusing on free market ideas, patient-centered healthcare, so that doctors and patients can be in charge of medical decisions, not Washington and state capital bureaucrats.
Yeah, absolutely, folks. And please go there and check out their website. You'll learn so much, and I encourage you to support the work that she does because it is important. She is one of the best, she is the strongest voice for market-based healthcare policy. Grace Marie, you're going to have a phone call pretty soon with a member of Congress, and I want you to what can you tell us about it?
Dr. Michael Burgess represents a district in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he has risen through the ranks. He is a physician, member of Congress, one of several dozen, and he is now the chairman of the Health Subcommittee of the Powerful Energy and Commerce Committee. And he actually called us. I invited another colleague of mine to join the call as well, to talk about what we can do going forward. He has been, of course, the Republicans are now in the minority in the House, and they don't have the ability to call hearings, but he has been calling for the leadership to hold hearings about the collateral damage of
right.
the way we are handling
mm-hmm.
the responsibility.
Unintended
COVID
consequences,
crisis.
Or maybe intended, who knows?
Yes, right. But the mental health consequences, the people who are not getting medical care, who are not COVID-related, what we are going to do to get physicians to we are losing the private practice of medicine, Jim,
mm-hmm.
because physicians are small businesses, right? And they are so struggling to just stay alive. Just in any case, there are many physicians before COVID who were not able to take a full paycheck or any paycheck at all so they can keep their staffs paid.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who have devoted their lives to taking care of their patients and have been making huge sacrifices. Without revenue and income for the last several months, and in California and some of these other states, who knows how long they're going to have to be closed, they can't open. They have been considered non-essential businesses, if you can imagine that.
Do you think
hospitals
that,
are
how much
closing.
Of this do you think is politics, this continuing to hold us out, to hold the economy off beyond any kind of reasonable date? How much do you think is the politics at its ugliest?
You know, you have to look at that, and I certainly read the articles, and I can't help but see truth in them. But it's mostly the blue states who are saying, you know, Los Angeles has now said we're going to stay closed through August.
Yeah.
For crying out loud. The Democratic governors in New York and Illinois and California have been the leaders in
Michigan.
In
don't forget Michigan.
Shut down. And Michigan, yes. And the leaders in keeping the country shut down. Texas, Georgia, other states that have, you know, believe in business, believe
mm-hmm.
that the businesses are going to be able to figure this out. They're the ones who've opened early. Georgia, who opened first, and to some criticism even from President Trump,
yeah.
has now one of the lowest infection rates in the country.
We have to realize
that
flyover America, most of flyover America, has a different experience with coronavirus than the cities, the urban areas, don't we?
Jim, in 50% of the counties in the country, there has not been a single COVID death.
Yeah.
In two-thirds of them, there's only been one.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the data, when there's not a problem there and people losing their businesses and maybe losing their lives
other
because
countries,
they are losing their livelihoods?
Other countries, Germany and Sweden, for example, have been smarter about this, haven't they?
They have. And in fact, my colleague Doug Badger has written a paper looking at Sweden, looking at South Korea, who've taken a very, very different approach. And they, the virus is going to spread. Let's control it.
Yeah.
Let's focus on
and
those
learn
spots.
From it. Gain
and
some
learn
immunity
from it, from
and learn
nursing
from
homes,
it.
From elderly people.
Because we're going
to
have
somebody.
We're going to have COVID-21. We got to deal with it differently. Hey, Grace Bree, good job today. Thank you so much for your leadership. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for
Grace
all you're doing.
Grace Bree Turner, ladies and gentlemen. Galen.org. Be sure to check that out. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.